Bright city lights from day to midnight. Break the clouds and descend from bird flight. Bright city lights.
When I was first asked to do this and talk about the music side is easy. I can talk to you for days about the music side. But then I was also asked to talk about music and cities. And at first I thought, music and cities. What do I know about music and cities? And the more I started to percolate and think about it, the more I realized that music and cities go hand in hand. They have a very close symbiotic relationship. And I'm going to talk to you a bit about that relationship and how they work. And I thought I'd start off by this. Well, so the Beatles. Where would the Beatles be without Liverpool? The Beatles were synonymous with Liverpool as a city and the kind of things that Liverpool stood for. It was a harbour town, a dock town. There were a lot of young people who didn't have a voice. So would the Beatles have existed without Liverpool? Would Jay-Z exist without New York? If you look at New York as a city, the energy that the city has, it's got swagger, attitude, it's vibrant, it's fast. And then you look at an artist like Jay-Z, and he excuses all those kind of things that, that New York has. You take people like Bob Marley. Would Bob Marley have existed without Kingston? And then bringing it back locally, you all know who those guys are, yeah? Come on, Goldfish. So for those of you overseas watching this at the moment, these are one of our proudest exports. They come out of Cape Town. So cities breed different kinds of artists as well. So if we look at hip-hop and we look at America, look at New York, New York is synonymous with hip-hop. Berlin is synonymous with electro. Johannesburg is synonymous with Kwaito. New Orleans is synonymous with jazz. So cities influence music and music influence cities. And I see it as a cyclical relationship because they're continually feeding off each other. So artists draw on inspiration from their surroundings within the city. And then the city influences how they create. And it's not just about cities being positive places to live, because let's face it, cities are also pretty hectic places to live at some stages, and some cities are very tough to live in. But creativity doesn't just come from easy, beautiful things. Creativity also comes from pain, also comes from suffering, and from difficult places to live. And that's why I'm so excited about South African music and South African culture, because against the backdrop of a beautiful country, we have incredible challenges. And for me, that fuels us as individuals and makes us incredibly inspired. So I'm inspired by the music that comes out of our country and that's coming out of this continent. Cities, why do cities produce such interesting dynamic music? Well, really, it's because they are cultural meccas, they are meeting places, they are clashes of worlds. So people come from different places, they speak different languages, they're different races, they live on top of each other in some cities, and putting those kind of people into the same melting pot means that we get this dynamic interaction. I always say that one of the reasons in this country we are so creative is because during apartheid we were all suppressed, so we were like a pot of boiling hot water. And the minute that lid was taken off, the water started to evaporate and steam and bubble over. And I see South Africa really embracing that in terms of innovation. And music is a big part of that. And cities are really important. You know, 10, 20 years ago we were talking about decentralization, everybody moving into the countryside with their high-speed broadband and working remotely. But, you know, facts show us that people are moving into the cities, urbanization. People love to be in cities. And Cape Town's a beautiful city because we get to live in the environment and in the city. If you go to other big cities, you really feel like it's mass urban sprawl. Here you open your eyes and you can see the mountain and the sea, and the access we have to the environment is really important. So, ideation. Cities are really important for inspiration and ideation. And you just have to look around somewhere like Cape Town. Today I drove into the center of the city this morning, and I saw, there must have been 10, 15 people I saw walking around the city with big cameras hanging around their neck. The first thing I thought was, thank goodness they're not in Johannesburg, because they wouldn't be there for long. And then I thought, wow, how privileged are we to live in our country and be able to walk in our CBD? That's amazing. Because you can't do that in Durban and Johannesburg, which is very sad. And I think that this is a model city, not just for South Africa, but for Africa. One of the problems with music, however, I'm going to touch on this briefly because I'm obviously talking about the positive things, but one of the problems we do have with music is polarization and how music divides us as people. So I do believe it unifies, but it also divides us. And we live in a world where we are continually bombarded by the international media, specifically Western media, in terms of what we should listen to depending on where we come from. Music racially profiles us. So if you're black, you listen to hip-hop. If you're white, you listen to dance music and rock music. It's boring. It's very old school, but the media is still run by an old school sort of mentality. So music does push us apart at times, but what I want to talk about is how it can bring us together, because it is very unifying. I'm sure you've all remember this. Let's see if it plays.
When I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. When I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. So wave your flag, now wave your flag, now wave your flag.
How does it make you feel? Yeah? Alive, yeah? Come on, it's the World Cup. An epic song, sorry.
I got excited. It's an amazing track, Waving Your Flag, you know? I mean, this is, for those of you who don't know who this artist is, he's actually from our continent. He's a Somalian guy who's done incredibly well. But that evoked an emotion, you know? It reminded us of the World Cup. It made us feel good, I hope. So how does music unify us? I love this quote. Music is the beautiful disturber of air in all kinds of ways. And I know one of the challenges we have in cities is when we have a venue that's close to residential areas and that beautiful air is pumping out the bass drum at 3 o'clock in the morning and it's not so lacquer, yeah? But it is beautiful. And the reason music is so important, and it's weird because we haven't, some people have really cottoned onto this and some people are just so thick. It's like music is an amazing mechanism to communicate to people, yeah? You know, we all have our favorite tracks. We all listen to them and they remind us. Music creates memories, it creates an emotional experience. Live music is incredible. You go and watch a live artist. How many of you have seen a live act in the last 4 weeks? Not enough hands, people. Huh? Music is a shared experience. We make music. You're listening to music right now. So you lie, you have seen something live, yeah? Well then, guys. Anyway, so there are some people in this world who have cottoned onto this. Brands are one of them, who are continually trying to market and have been trying to push things via traditional media, TV, radio, etc. Have gone, hang on a second, people aren't listening to this anymore. How do we communicate with them? We use music to communicate with people because people are receptive to the messaging. In African countries north of the border, there have been documented cases in Senegal, Kenya, and a number of other countries where music has made a difference to the political landscape. And artists have released songs to support a particular president or someone in an election, and they have made a difference to that election. It's incredibly powerful as a tool, and we don't use it enough. How can we do it better in Cape Town? How do we use the spaces that we have in the city to make it more vibrant? And I do think in Cape Town we do a lot. I lived overseas for quite a while, and when I came back, I was incredibly inspired by the amount of events that go on here. I mean, all the way through winter, there's so much going on, it's incredible. But one thing that struck me was like, where are the buskers in Cape Town? There are no buskers on the streets of Cape Town. Why is it illegal? It's ridiculous. You know, we worked with a brand when I was in London, and we put buskers on the underground. The brand sponsored them, and there was a little area where you could stand, and you had to get you got a certificate, and you had a thing around your neck. It was all official and formally organized, but it created an incredible atmosphere. And I find that quite sad. So that's one thing I think we can do to help. The other thing we can do is all take some responsibility. How many of you have been to Long Street in the last 4 weeks? Come on, people. Long Street is one of the best streets in the entire universe for nightlife. Do you know that? On your doorstep. I've traveled, I've been to lots of cities, and every time I go up Long Street, I'm like, wow. You can have hip-hop, kwaito, rock, jazz, anything you want. It's an incredible street. So what are you doing tonight? Huh? You got plans? Come, we'll go out. We'll go pub crawling on Long Street. Yeah? It's a great place. We need to utilize the city more. But it's not just about utilizing the city. It's also about how we cross-pollinate and how we actually work into the townships. Who has been to a township here? That's good. Who's seen any music in a township? Okay. We've got to work on those things. A friend of mine runs a company, and I'll give him a plug, it's called Coffee Bean Roots. He does trips into the townships. They go on jazz trips, they do hip-hop trips, they do reggae trips. We need to get out of our spaces. It's not just about the CBD. The other challenge we have is transport. So people from living out in the further areas can't get back on a night. And that's something we also need to look at. So this My City bus route, which I hear is incredible, I'm hearing amazing things about it. You know, why can't we have a few that run late at night to certain points to try and bring people into the city on a night? I'm almost out of time. This is how I see African innovation. Okay? Hands free. We are clever, innovative people, yeah? We can do anything we want. We are inspired people. And to finish off, a quick quote. Musicians can run the city better than politicians. We won't get a lot done in the morning, but we work late, to be honest. And I've got... I have 40 seconds left, so Marco and Tabo, we're going to do a quick verse from a track we have, which is about cities and migrating and how people travel the world. Okay, guys, I guess. From mass segregation, we have mass integration. The colonial seeds became the trees of migration. People over the world are taking aeroplanes, different city lights and meeting different brains. Increasing the wealth and the knowledge, but changing nationality can take a lot of courage. Driven by need or driven by greed, the constant thread of evolution is the need to succeed. Interplanetary cultural exchange, broad accessibility from a wide range. Eating tropical fruit when it's -5 degrees, ice cream in the Sahara under cool oasis trees. No longer living in a singular dimension, lack of understanding can cause cultural tension. Look for common ground and you will always see, like the birds up in the sky, that we all want to be free. Bright city lights from day to midnight, break the clouds and descend from bird flight. Bright city lights from day to midnight, break the clouds and descend from bird flight. Bright city lights from day to midnight, open up, it's no time for gunfight. Bright city lights from day to midnight, break the clouds and descend from bird flight. Thank you very much. Have a good night.